want the Lord to be here, and we want to worship Him. And so we just want to open up with prayer. I'm going to ask the ushers if they would go ahead and come up front. Let's get ready to take the offering. We'll open up with prayer, and then we'll get right into our service. Greg, would you stand and ask God's blessing upon the service and upon the offering?
Praise Him for, well, you see how He's been so good. to me. And when I think of all he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And sometimes while on this way I kneel, I stop and say thank you for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach heaven shore. Oh please, let me say once more, I got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Well, you see how he's been so good to me. And when I think of all he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. I've got so much to thank him for.
That's been a while, in case y'all didn't figure that out. It's been a while, but anyway.
Gentleman sitting right here requested a couple songs for the choir. This is a special day for him and his family. So, you know how I am, how I was raised. Somebody asks you to sing a song and you can sing it, you sing it.
Thank you. He loved her. It doth not yet appear what we shall be when his voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure. When he appears, we'll be sinless and pure. When he appears, you can say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to live through eternity. Eternity.
Turn to 137 as the choir goes down. 137.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place when we all heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty will be whole. Soon the tread the streets of gold when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Good to be here this morning. Amen. Good to be a Christian. I ask all your prayers. I've got a been trying to take sore throat, but God will help me through this, I'm sure. So y'all just pray for me. And Pastor Aaron, would you stand and say a word of prayer before I sing?
That you bless these homes that have come together. And Lord, we pray that you be with Audrey. She sings a song. Rob, as he brings a message. Lord, that your name might be lifted up here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Name.
Amen. Amen.
I love one new. He reached the end of life's journey, but he'd been holding to God's hand a long, long time. Start it over. Forgive me. My loved one knew he reached the end of life's journey, but he'd been holding to God's hand a long, long time. And as I knelt beside his bed, my heart was thrilled at what he said. If I go or if I stay, the victory is mine. I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay, for I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way. None of us really knows about tomorrow. We must prepare to go to heaven any day. But while we're here, let's trust the Lord. He'll lead us safe to our reward. And by His grace, we'll be a winner either way. I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay, for I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way. I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay, for I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way.
We've been blessed with a lot of good songs this morning. Worship the Lord through them, and we have really been blessed. I'm going to ask Pastor Rob if he'll go ahead and make his way up, and we're going to hear the word. If you're a visitor here today, obviously we've got a lot with us today. But if you're visiting with us today, we want to welcome you. You sit your feet under God's table, and we're glad you've made your way here. If you don't have a home church, we invite you to make this your home church. So we're thankful that you're here today. Pastor Rob, bless you, brother.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, if you don't feel good this morning, we don't need to preach, we need to pray. Because God has moved, God is blessed, God is awesome. God is awesome. We've got some good things to come, but right now we've got some good things to come. We're going to listen to God's word for just a few minutes. If you've got your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13. Matthew 3:13 says this: Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have no need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? No, let me read that again. John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Just a couple of minutes, I want to take you from Genesis. We're going to go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning and bring it to today. Genesis. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth and everything about it. God created all of it. Animals, plants, hills, valleys, mountains, space, stars, sun, moon, you name it. God made it all. Then on the sixth day, God made man. He made you and he made me. He made us. He made us perfect. He made us pure. He made us right. We were so right that the Bible says that God, we walked with God in the cool of the day. We walked with him. Adam and Eve talked with him. They were there with him. He was there with them. They knew his face. He knew his voice. They knew God. But the Bible says that one day there came a moment. One day there came a moment when a serpent said to Eve. Now remember, God gave Adam and Eve one thing and one commandment and one commandment only. One commandment and one commandment only. Don't eat of this tree. Don't eat of the tree of knowledge. You can eat of all the other trees in the garden. You can eat of all the other plants in the garden. You can eat of everything in the garden but this one tree. One thing. But the Bible says that the serpent came along and you know, they just happened to be by the tree. They just happened to be where God said, don't go, don't eat. When we just happen to put ourselves in the place to do wrong, we often do wrong. We just happen to be in the spot where we shouldn't be. We just happen to do things we shouldn't do. Lesson there is, don't just happen to be where I shouldn't be. Don't happen to be where God says don't go. Don't happen to go where God says stay away. Don't happen to do what God's, because there is no, it just happened. They were there. Just like when you were a kid and I was a kid and your mom and dad said, now don't do that. What's the first thing we did? We went there and did that, right? Why? Because they said don't do it. That's what we do. So they were right there in that place where they shouldn't be, by that tree that they shouldn't be, close enough that they could reach out and take the fruit from that tree that they shouldn't take. So the Bible says that the serpent said, here, doesn't it look good? It'll make you smart. That's what he said. It'll make you smart and make you just like God. And Eve says, no, if I eat it, we die. That's what God said. And she quoted God right. She quoted God right, but the serpent says, well, did he say that? Or did he say you won't die? Because what will happen is you'll be just like him. You'll be smart. That sounds pretty good. So the Bible says she took the bite and she turned to her husband who just happened to be right there. And she said, here, take a bite. He didn't argue with her. He didn't argue with her. Now, how many times does that happen in your house that the husband doesn't argue? Anybody raise your hand on that one? Oh, okay. One smart one amongst us all. Someone said to me once, yes, dear. Say yes, dear. And I said, well, I've learned it here. I just haven't learned it here. I know it. I just can't say it. You know, and she's smarter and wiser, but I'm not. So anyway, so they took the bite. So sin came in. So sin. Now, the Bible says that through Adam, through him alone, that you and I were born in sin. You and I have that sin nature. The Bible says, through that one man, sin was imputed into us or inherited into us or passed down to us. What great thing great, great, great granddaddy Adam gave us was a sin nature. So the Bible says that whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, everybody, even those that think they haven't. Even those that think they're good enough that they don't. They do. Because the Bible says that because of Adam and that sin, that we are born with sin inside of us. Our nature is to sin. So we go for thousands of years and we go going to God and then committing a sin and going back to God and then committing a sin. That's the way his people did. That's the way the Jews did. They would commit the sin and they would go back to God and they would commit the sin and they would get back to God and just this ever going back and forth. Does that sound like anybody? Does it sound like anybody today? Maybe you, maybe not you. Point to the person beside you and say, that sounds like you. Go ahead. Say, it sounds like you. Because they're pointing at you saying, that sounds like you. That sounds like what we do today. Sounds just like us today. Yeah, commit to sin and pray to God. And then commit to sin and pray to God. And then if we just learn to live in God, learn to live in the fullness of God, learn to live in the power of God, it will be a whole lot easier to stay away from those places and to keep from those things. But we don't. We don't do that all the time. So the Bible says that God had a plan. And he says that when the fullness of time had come, when the fullness of time had come, that God sent Jesus to us. God sent Jesus to you. Sent him for you, to you. For me, to me. Maybe you're here this morning, and none of this, and we're not done, but I just want you to know, if you're here this morning and you never asked God to forgive you, you know there is an eternal destination. For everybody in here, there's an eternal destination. If you're saved, that eternal destination is heaven. If you're not saved, that eternal destination is hell. Now, there's no way around that, no matter what anybody tells you. When I die, the Bible says, when you and I die, to be absent here in this body is to be present with the Lord, to look him in the eye. No, you're going to look him face to face, like it or not, face to face. And you're going to see either a friend and a savior or a judge and a jury. Now, the friend and the savior will say, welcome in to the joy of the Lord. The judge and the jury will say, guilty, your sentence is hell. If you're here this morning, before you leave here this morning, if you're not saved, get saved. The Bible says today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. So Jesus came to this earth because you need him. Because you need him and I need him. We've got to have Jesus come because we can't get to heaven on our own. We can't get to heaven without him. The Bible says we've got sin and sin will never enter in. So if I just live in my sin, if there's no sacrifice to take it away, if we continue that way, our eternal destination is hell only. And because of my sin, because of what I did, and because of what you did, and because of what people in the past did, and what people in the future is going to do, the Bible says that Jesus is the one and only person that ever lived on this earth that knew no sin. Never committed one. How many of you committed one sin? How many of us committed only one sin? Yeah. Now think about it for a minute. Jesus committed none. The Bible says that he who knew no sin was made sin for me and for you so that we could become the righteousness of God in Jesus. The Bible says that there was no bad thought in his head and no bad word in his mouth and no deceit in his life. Not one. Now, the reason that blows my mind is because Jesus was a little boy and he had a mom and he had a bedroom. Right? How many when you were young like to clean your bedroom? How many when you're old like to clean your bedroom? How many like to leave that bedroom in the morning and not go back till night and then with lights off so you don't see it? Well, just think about it for a minute. Jesus was a boy with a bedroom, and he was a boy, so he probably got dirty sometimes, and Mary says, go clean your room, and he says, yes, ma'am, and goes clean his room. Now, I'd have said, yes, ma'am, and I'd have walked out the back door. I'll clean it later. Jesus committed no sin. He committed no sin whatsoever. Why? Because he loves you and because he loves me. Because he knew what I needed. He knew what you needed. So the Bible says that one and only that knew no sin, not only he became my sin and he became your sin. He became what we had to have. He became what we needed him to be. So the Bible says that in that moment, there was a day that they took Jesus and put him on a cross. He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it. We deserve it. We still deserve the cross. In us, we deserve the cross. But in Jesus, he took the cross. And the Bible says that when he was on that cross, when he was dying, when he was dying for you and dying for me, that there was darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. 3 hours. You know what that tells me? 3 hours, nature refused to take part. 3 hours, nature refused to take part in putting Jesus to death. The sun and the moon said, no, 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 no. The stars said, I'll not light this up. They said, I'll not have any part of this. I refuse to do what you need me. I refuse what the devil wants. I refuse to play a part in the death of Jesus. For 3 hours, the earth was dark. Then the Bible says that finally, when the moment that my sin and your sin, he became that sin. And he called out to God and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? The earth shook, the ground shook, the rocks broke, the veil split, and he gave up the ghost because he loved us. Because he loved us. Because he loves you. If nobody else but you, he loved you enough to go through that. Matthew tells you and me, 3 days later, 3 days later, he got up and was done. He was done. Now you see, the earth shook when he died, and the earth shook when he got back up and came to life. Why? Because he'll shake your life up and down. He'll shake your world in and out. He'll rock your world till you don't know what to do, except just give your life to, just give it all to him. The Bible says he got up out of the grave and he conquered it all. And for me and you, he was done with death and hell. But the Bible says, right here in this reading, that while he was on earth, he come walking down to the Jordan River. He saw John baptizing. And he come down and he said, I need to be baptized. John said, no, I need to be baptized of you. You see, John told him, he said, look, I baptize with water for the remission of sin, but there's one that comes. There's one that's on his way. There's one who is so worthy that I'm not worthy to even unlatch his shoes. He'll baptize you with fire and the Holy Ghost. He'll baptize you. The Bible says there's one baptism into one God. And when you and I get saved, we receive that, and we're wholly made new people. The Bible says that when you and I get saved, when we give up the old life and take up the new life, that in that moment we were baptized with Christ, we were buried with Christ, we were crucified with Christ, and because of that, we will rise again with Christ. But what happens is your old man is put to death, and your new man is brought to life, and you receive the baptism of Jesus into his body, into his family. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, you need to get saved, receive his baptizing, bring into his family, then we can move over to our water. We can do that this morning. You don't have to wait. We can take care of all of it right now. Or we can do it now and then baptize later. But the Bible, John said, I need to be baptized. Jesus said, no, we all need to be baptized. So I do. He set an example that when you get saved, when I get saved, it happens on the inside. But you can't see my inside. You can't see my spirit. You can't see my heart. And I can't see yours. So what this does, it shows me, it shows the world what happened on your inside, in your spirit, in your heart. When you go down into the water, and it says when you are submerged, when you go down that we buried the old man, we buried the old boy, we buried the old girl, we buried the old woman, and a new one comes up, and God looks down and said, this is mine. I am well pleased. It didn't just happen with Jesus, but when you go down into baptism and when you come back up, God looks at you and says, this is mine. I am well pleased. I love you and I'm glad you did this. And it shows the whole world what has already happened. What has already happened. So maybe you're here this morning, you see, and you don't have that eternal destination of heaven. You say, well, I think I do. Well, then you don't. Sorry to be so blunt, but Brother John puts it this way. I'll be nice like Brother John. He says, I write these things, my little children. See, I didn't call y'all little children, did I? I should be more like John. You know, we were talking in a meeting one time about talking to certain people, and they said, Rob should do it. I said, I'm not a good communicator. You see, I'm not polished. Sometimes I'm just blunt, and that's not good. Right? That's not always good. So I'll try to be like Brother John. My little children, I write these things that ye would know that you have eternal life. That ye would know that you have eternal life. Not that ye would hope. Not that I think. Not that, well, nobody ever knows. Yeah, you do know. You'll hear people say, well, you don't really know. Well, then you don't really know God. Because when you know God and then on the inside he lives, he puts that assurance down within you that you are saved. And if someone says, if you die right now, would you go to heaven? Without hesitation, you can say, yes, I am. Yes, I will. Yes, I'm going. Whenever it happens. I was listening to a comedian last night. And he's a Christian comedian, Tim Hawkins. Anybody ever heard of him? He's funny. If you ever comes down, go listen to him. He was talking about death and being afraid of death. He said, I'm not afraid of death. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt me. I don't want it right now. But I ain't afraid of it when it happens. I ain't in a hurry to go to heaven. I ain't in a hurry to die. But I'm okay with it. Because when I pass on, I'm just leaving this old world, going to that new world. Leaving this old body, going to that new body. Leaving this place of pain and suffering and sadness, going to that place where there ain't none of that. This morning, if you're here and you're not saved, or if you're here and you don't know if you're saved, or if you're here and you just think you're saved, hearing you, I hope you're saved. Let's get it right and get it straight. Get that confirmation. This morning, if you're here and you want to know Jesus, you need to know Jesus. This morning, if you think you want to know Jesus, then you need to know Jesus. This morning, if you need Jesus for anything, he's here. He's here for you. He said, he spread out his arms. Someone said, they asked Jesus, how much do you love me? He said, this much. And let him put him right there. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he loves you. Jesus knew from the beginning, as in the beginning, that the fullness of time, when that time would come, so that when the day of the cross would come, so when they hit the nails into his hands, so when he would give up the ghost, when he would be separated from God because of my sin and your sin, to the moment they would lay him in that grave, to the moment that he would get up and get out of that grave, to the moment he would go back to heaven and sit at the right hand of God so he could pray for you and me. And so that he can offer Jesus to you. This morning we offer Jesus to you. This morning we've got some that's going to be baptized. Going to be baptized with Jesus. Going to be laid down into the watery grave, putting the old person down. Going to come up new. Now let me tell you, the water does nothing. If you're not saved, you go down a sinner, dry sinner. You come up a wet sinner. If you're saved, you go down dry saved and you come up wet saved. That's all there is to it. It's what's in here. It's what's in here. When it happens in here, it's there. That's just showing me and you. So we're going to rejoice in a little bit, and we're going to praise the Lord. But right now, if you're here and you can't go there because you've never gone here, let's go here at the altar, at the foot of the cross. If the quartet would come, I'm just about done. This morning, Jesus knew you were going to be here this morning. Jesus knew you're not here by, you're not here because you just came to see somebody get wet. That's why you think you came. Or you're not here just because you had nothing else to do this morning. Although maybe that's why you think you came. You're not here because you were invited by somebody. You're here because Jesus set an appointment. An appointment was with you this morning, right now. What's today, 22nd of January, 2017? It's on God's calendar. It's got an appointment. You met it. You made it. You're at the appointment. God wants to save you if you're not saved. If you slid back and you're not where you should be, God wants to bring you back into the right fellowship. Wants to bring you back where you should be. This morning, if you need Jesus, as we all stand, as they sing, if you need God, God's here. Come forward and someone will meet you to pray.
I walk by the tomb of Buddha, looked inside and saw his bones, traveled on to see Muhammad, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. Then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him lay, the precious lamb, God's own begotten, was no longer in that grave. If you knew him like I know him, you would know that he's alive. If you fail, I feel him, resurrection,
has died. If you're wandering in the darkness, come and step into the light. Nail-scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. Friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in things unseen?
Just
in His direction and in love, He ran to me. If you
good to you. Yeah. Yeah.
Standing in the choir this morning, we were singing the songs of Diane. And the Lord blessed me, and I raised my arm and was waving like that. That thought came to me this time last year.
Right.
Yeah. Before everything up in rotated back.
Yeah.
Couldn't move it. But thank the Lord that I can move it this morning.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the God we serve. You don't know what tomorrow's blessing is going to be. That's the good thing. You don't know what today's blessing is going to be. Holy cow, look what we've already felt. But it's, with God, the best is always yet to come. Always yet to come. Anybody else? Listen, in 2017, let's praise God the right way. I mean, however He likes you to pray, however you like praising Him. I mean, if you like to shout, shout. If you like to run, run. If you like to jump, jump. If you like to sing, sing. If you like to wave your hands, the hanky, whatever. If you like to cry, let's do it, all right? So let's start this morning. We've already done it. You've already started. As we see this awesome thing that God's about to do, if you want to shout or you want to praise the Lord, you praise the Lord. It's always welcome in His house, and this is His house. So if anybody at any time, let me open this invitation for baptism. If at any time, if you feel like you want to be baptized or you need to be baptized, all right, we've got it ready. It's ready, you're ready, we're ready, God's ready. You don't have to be on the list already. You don't have to be on a list already. You can start a new list. The new list. Go ahead, brother. Yeah.
Death is died, and Jesus Christ is risen. Our first candidate to be baptized, this is Briar Nunley. She's 6 years old. She asked the Lord into her heart last summer.
Amen.
And assisting with her baptism is her dad, Luke.
Yeah.
I know he's proud and excited.
Amen.
But Briar's going to get baptized. Like for all of Briar's family, if you would stand at this time.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me.
All right. Next two are going to be baptized. This is Cash and Cruz Clendenin. Cash is 7 years old. He was baptized in July. Cruz is 5 years old, and he was baptized last month.
And,
I knew I was going to do that. I said that backstage. I said that back in the hallway like 3 times. I said, I know I'm going to say it when I get out there. Did I say it with Briar? Okay. They accepted the Lord. Cash
tonight
in July and Cruz last month.
Amen.
So we'd ask for Cash and Cruz's family if they would stand at this time. Cash Clendenin, Cruz Clendenin, by your profession of faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way.
Baptized, they wanted to be baptized together. This is Julia Mullins. 9 years old. 9 years old, right? Okay. 9 years old today. So she's getting baptized on her birthday.
Amen.
And she was saved, I believe, last year sometime. Or,
August.
I'm sorry. August. August of 2015 she was saved. And this right here is Addie Kasdorf. She's my daughter. And she was saved when she was, it was Mother's Day of 2015.
Amen.
So, she's 7 years old. So we're going to ask, first we'll ask whoever's family here with Julia if they'd stand. Maddie, if you'd stand at this time. Julia and Addie, by your profession of faith,
amen.
We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him, with him.
Teen retreat in 2015, and I'd like for Brianna and his family, if they would stand at this time. Okay, we'll be going backwards. Okay, Brianna Miller, by your profession of faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go.
Us to pray for his dad and mom. Then they put his dad in the hospital and we went to see him. You know, Lord works mysterious ways.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to sit down or no, the family stand, please. That's all the family. You can stay stand, okay? This is his family. And not only that, they're part of our family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The Lord doesn't have a lot. He has one family.
Yeah.
And we all belong to royalty.
Amen.
I say glory. But we went to see him. And I said, Marty, you need the Lord. He said, I've been reading a lot. To make the story short, Robbie prayed, I prayed, and later on, before we went back, he gave his heart to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, before we put him in, would you like to say something?
I got too many tears of joy to tell.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
One of these days, I'm going to see that dear mother.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
She always told me, she said, there's a heaven up there.
Amen. Yeah.
And I thought about that for 70-some years.
Think about that.
Amen. She said there's no death, no sickness.
That's right.
She said the streets are gold.
Amen.
And said God said there was many mansions up there.
That's right.
And I'd like to have
one. Amen.
I say glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He told us when we were in the hospital.
Bless you, Robbie.
He said, Mom prayed for me.
Yeah.
Over 60 years.
Think about that.
Over 60 years. So if you're still praying for your child.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Amen.
Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep believing. Because we've seen him in the young and we've seen him in the not so young.
Right.
We've seen him. God gets you no matter what.
Amen.
Just keep praying. Keep believing. God still answers prayers. 60 plus years. 60 plus years, but God got him.
Amen.
God got him.
Amen. 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 This is what the Word says, verifying what Robbie said. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap in joy. We're rejoicing.
Yeah.
We're rejoicing.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I say glory. Amen. Brother Monty, according to your profession of faith, with an experience with the King of Kings, we want to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Amen.
Where He leads me,
come up and pray.
Right.
If you want to give your heart to God, won't you come up and pray?
Right.
If you want to get baptized, if you want to get baptized, I heard this morning. I didn't bring anything, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you want to be baptized, we've got stuff for you.
Sure.
We got a towel back here.
Sure.
We got stuff. If you want to be baptized, you want to get saved, you want to get close, you want to be baptized.
Amen.
Come on up.
Amen.
Don't turn God away.
Right.
Don't say no.
Right.
Don't say no.
Yeah. Amen. Anybody? You remember reading about the fellow that was in the chariot? The evangelist had been met by the Lord and he spoke to him. And they stopped the chariot. In the desert, mind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you.
In the desert. Yeah. Said, do you understand what you read? He said, how can I? He said, move over. And guess what? He gave you my Isaiah 53. What would hinder me? He said, not a thing. You see, bless God, he went under.
Yeah. Yeah.
And went his way, rejoicing.
Yeah,
amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bow your heads for just before we dismiss you for us to go get dressed. Anybody here would like to be remembered in prayer? We're not going to bother you. We just want to know if you'd like to have God's people's prayers. The presence of the Lord is in this place.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anybody? Bless you. Bless you. Jimmy, you take it. We're going to change clothes, okay?
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. We're going to have all the ones that got baptized this morning. If they're ready, if they've changed, we're going to have them come up front here and let everybody come through and greet them. So as soon as they start coming up here, we'll begin to do that. You got a song? Chris is going to sing a song. Hey, while he sings, if you have a change of heart, the Lord's been talking to you, you come. Don't tarry because we're not guaranteed. You know what? We're not guaranteed to ride home. So you come this morning. Today is the day of salvation as they sing.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given
get your hymnal, turn to page 146.
Amen. Bless you, Chris.
We'll try to sing a little bit and get everybody in here.
Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of the world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. He set me free, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, He set me free.
Amen. As we wait for Monty, we'll try to do a little bit of traffic control up here. We're going to put them over
right here in front of this altar. And if you can, try to use these two aisles to come up and kind of merge to shake their hand. And then you can go out that way or go out the door right here. That way makes it, if we put them right here in the middle, it's kind of, you know, you got people coming from everywhere. So we'll do that. And we have a lot of prayer requests that we have. Eddie Peck's mother, we need to continue to pray for her. We need to continue to pray for the Pollys, for Sleepy and Martha. And there's just a lot of sickness and things going on. And we need to pray for those situations. So we're going to, I'm sure he'll be here pretty soon. Y'all have anything you want to say? No? You did pretty good. That's hard to do, to get up here in front of all these people. And to anybody else have any word before we have you come through and greet them?
I just thank God for this day. I'm so over. I can't really stand myself. I'm tired. I feel like I've been wrestling with happiness. I can't
explain. Amen. Yeah.
What Jesus always says, no matter how we get, except for not, you know, coming to be little children.
Yeah.
You know, the verse that was on my heart. And I'm going to tell you something. I let myself steal my joy because I haven't been where I need to be.
Bless you.
That's no longer going to happen.
Bless you.
I'm not going to let nobody take my joy from Jesus for me. I want to give everything. I want an abundance of joy from Jesus because there's nothing like Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And that's a joke, but I'm serious. There's nothing like it.
Amen.
You can just get so filled up, and then you wonder sometimes why you stray away.
Yeah.
Why do you go? Never leave.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. What testimony? I feel like she does. I'm just overjoyed, you know. Nothing better. Nothing better. And, you know, he loves all of us. And it's so much easier at this age to get saved. It's so much easier. The younger, you need to get saved as soon as you can. Because the older you get, the harder it gets. And the harder you justify things, the more you explain away things. And your faith becomes a little bit smaller the older you get. So he said, come to me. Let all suffer the little children to come unto me. And he's proud of all of them. And this church is proud of them too. Let's give him one more hand before we go and sit down. Okay. Let's go ahead and make our way down that way. Okay, he's coming now, so we're going to go ahead and make our way down.